This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us ahead of the bestest virtual Christmas carols, Tim and Maddick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are among an amazing group of artists, musicians who have had a pretty tough year because although you've still been able to write music and you've been able to do these virtual styles of performances, of course, there hasn't been the same concert experiences that we've seen. How have you felt during that kind of time? What's it been like for you?
Oh, wow. Such an adjustment. You know, I think... And I could speak for most of the community. There was so much planned for this year. And so to kind of have that taken away without really knowing when we'd kind of get out of it was at the start, it was quite scary. But like us creatives do, we adapt. And if we can't perform anywhere, we create. So I've spent the year kind of creating and working on new material and, working on these virtual concerts.
And hopefully on the other side of it, the appreciation that people have had for art, for music, really remains. Yeah. Because with the handful of people I've spoken specifically about this, it's like a lot of people, as soon as the pandemic kicked off, music and art was what they turned to help them get through it. So hopefully they remember, you know, the significance of what you guys are part of doing.
Exactly. I mean, the power of music and the kind of healing that it has on our society is so important. You know, we've seen that, especially in Australia. We've seen that with when the bushfires came and a lot of the artists banded together to support that. And I think you will see that the creative side of us really kind of stands up and supports everyone because that's what we need.
Yeah, and I mean, coming into Christmas time, it's a great opportunity for celebration, for reflection, for a coming together of a sort. For you at this time of year, what have you been beginning to reflect on perhaps, and what does the end of the year look like for you?
This has been a year that I can honestly say, it's just gratitude. I think, honestly, at the start of the year, I was in a place of like, is this what it's going to be like now? Are we ever going to leave the house? You know, it was really, really crazy. So, for us to be kind of out on the other side and in Sydney, kind of having a pretty normal-esque lifestyle in terms of movement, I can be nothing but grateful for the year. And the end of the year, I'm excited to end it off with a bit of a bang. I've got some performances with actual people in the audience around New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And so, look, you know, I'll take whatever, you know, I can get in and really just be grateful. And I think especially coming into Christmas, that's the time, it's the attitude to just really be thankful for what we have and hold on to that.
And you've created a really fun summer anthem of sorts for people with your new single, Situationship. I love that, that phrase. People probably can identify with it more than they'd like to admit, maybe. You've summed up so many kind of relationships. Tell us a little bit about that and the sort of creative process there.
Yeah, Situationship is the relationship before the relationship has a label. It's the kind of like, if we're still getting to know each other, this could go somewhere, this maybe won't go somewhere, but that's okay. Let's enjoy the moment as is, and let's not put too much pressure on, is this my husband or is this my wife, type of thing. So the creative process was fun. I usually get inspired by the beat, and my good friend has seen her produce the track, sent me something which was meant for a rapper, and I was like, I think I got an idea on that. And within a few weeks, we kind of crafted together what is now Situationship. So it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to dance to too.
Well, and normally, I mean, your dance moves are just iconic, and they're something that people challenge themselves to imitate. But I understand, I mean, you had a bit of injury before the music video for that was shot. How are you doing now?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm good. See, I don't know if it's for the better of me, for the worse of me. I'm obsessed with playing soccer. Obsessed with watching it, playing FIFA on PS4, like, obsessed. So I had a bit of I've had a few injuries this year from soccer, but I love it too much to stop. But I'm good now. I've bounced back quite well.
Oh, good.
So. Thank you for checking on that.
I'm glad to hear. There is very few guys that will ever give up soccer, no matter how much it hurts them.
Exactly. And it's just part of it. It's almost like, oh, it's been a few weeks. What injury did you say this month? Like, it's this part of it.
Don't tell me that you're the kind, though, that rolls on the floor and grabs your knee and pretends you're worse off than you really are, though, right?
I can't do that. I'm too honest. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. But so thinking of Christmas for a moment, you're going to be able to gather people online. You're singing carols. You're bringing such a, you know, the spirit of Christmas to a lot of people. What do you enjoy about Christmas particularly? Have you got some traditions or things that you normally do that you really love?
For me and my family, we enjoy the food aspect a lot. I'm Nigerian, so in our culture, it is kind of traditional here in Australia to either host the Christmas yourself, where people, family, friends will come along, or you kind of get invited to different Christmas kind of events in the day. So you could have Christmas breakfast at someone's house, Christmas lunch at another person's house, and Christmas dinner at someone else's house. So you could have a tour of Christmas in the day, and that is very enjoyable to me.
That is good. So which of the Christmas carols are you going to be singing when it comes to the event?
I will be singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'll be singing 12 Days of Christmas, which is a bit of a tongue twister. So I'll be getting ready for that. I'm sure that the crowd and people at home will help me with that.
Yeah.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
See, those are the moments when you don't know the lyrics. That's normally when you can, you know, throw the microphone out to the audience. But you're not going to have that same ability.
You just reminded me about that. Yeah, this is my first virtual carols concert. So, yeah, I might have the lyrics there handy, close by. But, look, again, this is such an exciting way to, I think, bring in possibly more people because of the online component. So, yeah, I'm amongst great people. I know Chris Sebastian really well. I know Natalie Bassingthwaite really well, so I know it's going to be a great show.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.